This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think of? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch.
The Friday, up. November 24th.
And I eat apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the...
Check, one, two. We good, Mr. Producer? All right, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Hope you enjoyed it to the fullest. I am still hungover from turkey intoxication. I look forward to the turkey leftovers, the turkey sandwich, the turkey soup, the turkey sauce, the turkey salad. Yeah, that's all coming. It's all good, though. Yeah, man. Great day of football, too. I think we got some Dolphin fans glued to the TV right now. We'll keep you posted on that, and we'll talk fully about it in the 5 o'clock hour. But, like I said, we got a fully loaded program today. We are live Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South location, getting it in. Dolphins up 10 to nothing, by the way. Dolphin fans have been texting me, stuck at work. All right, but we are live Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South, and the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. Yes, you don't want to miss out on it, people. I'm talking about to the pumpkin spice lattes, hot or cold. You got the pumpkin donuts. You got the pumpkin munchkins. All good. The flavor of the season is here at Dunkin'. All right, no, FYI for you, don't forget a huge Black Friday sale going on today. You still got about an hour to get there. You know, I know Pearly let you know about it yesterday over there at Fine Threads. But, you know, definitely go check them out because they always do it big time. 20% off store-wide, Mackey Street, top of the hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both those locations are open until 6 p.m. for you. So you got ample time to get there. 20% off store wide. You don't want to miss out on that. All right. But you listen here. Okay. Let me catch up with text a bit now. Okay. All right. Texas, I get to you in a second. But like I said, we're live. Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South. And in addition to that, got some FYIs for you, because you know, I like to keep in the know and get you where you want to go. All right, don't forget it's Friday. So all this goodness going into the weekend for you. All right, and Black Friday sales going on, so you don't want to miss out on that. As a matter of fact, I got a couple of others for you as well that I have to get on. Got to big them up, man. All right, don't forget this Black Friday, DQ has the sweetest deals, 50% off all cakes, boxes of DQ sandwiches, Dilly Bar, Buster Bar, all four blizzards, and delicious 100% beef hot dogs. All right? So be sure to check them out. Great deals going on. To be eligible for Cyber Monday sale, you must click the link on their Facebook page or Instagram to receive a QR code and get hooked up on Cyber Monday as well with DQ. All right? Big things popping. Now, in addition to that, don't forget Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store is having an epic Black Friday sale for one day only. Get 20% to 75% off store-wide. Get up to 75% off fabric and 20% off all school uniforms. Shop Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Give them a call today, 817-0758. 817-0758. Net items not included, all right? So be sure to check them out. And you know how to chime in. You know how to chime in. Right here, even though we're live, you still know how to chime in. It's all good. In New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Toll-free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it off. Fresh New Smart Talk all day right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back live, Dunkin' Donuts East Street South location. We'll be talking to the good folks from the Junkanoo Jingle to Bay. That's right, all sponsored by Dunkin'. It's going down December 16th. Great 5K run. We'll be talking to Marcel and the crew, getting you caught up with that. All on the flip side of the break as we continue our live broadcast. The Friday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads, live from Dunkin' Donuts East Street South, continues right after this.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes with a trip for two to Mayas. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
J&J got what you need for everyday skincare. For that smooth skin, got Neutrogena, Aveeno Clean and Clear. We got Listerine that's gonna keep your breath fresh and clean. For all that you love, I'm gonna tell you what you need. Johnson & Johnson. Children's Motrin, Aveeno, Johnson, baby. Johnson & Johnson. Got Benadryl, got Tylenol, and Bengay. Johnson & Johnson. Lubriderm, Imodium, and Visine. For all that you love, I'm gonna tell you what you need.
Johnson & Johnson.
Proudly distributed by Lowe's Wholesale.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We are live, Dunkin' Donuts East Street South, getting it in. And of course, you know, it is all about the big, you know, jingle to Bay. Yeah, the 5K run going on. And we got Marcel here. And we're ready to talk to Marcel because, you know, Marcel getting ready to run. You got to catch Marcel when you can. He's break off running on you. But yeah, you got your big event coming up on the 16th of December, man. The 5K, yeah, man. The big Junkanoo Jingle.
The big Junkanoo Jingle, the Bay 5K, the event of the
of the year. So, Nari, we thank you. We thank Duncan, our title sponsor, for allowing us to promote and have this race. The race is going to be on December 16th. Actually, it's a fun, family-oriented run. It's going to be December 16th, Saturday, December 16th. Starting from Araki, it's going to go down through to downtown Bay Street, passing Lawson Square. All the Duncan is going to be there. Then we're going to turn around from Rubis Gas Station out east and head back to Araki. It's a fun-filled family event. You can register your pet. It's only $45 for the adults, $35 for the kids. For those that have pets that like to have them adorned in Santa Claus outfit on that day, it's $55 for you and your pet. We also provide you with the Santa outfits. It's just going to be a fun family, fun time event. December 16th, Saturday, 6 a.m., Araki. Registration can be done on FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com. You visit the website, scroll down, you'd see the many events that we have, and then you choose the Junkanoo Jingle to Bay 5K. It's a fun and family, and it's a family-oriented, fun way to kick off the holiday season.
Definitely a great way to kick it off in corporate Bahamas. That's a great way to kick off your corporate season. Y'all know y'all shut down and start partying in front of 15 anyway. And y'all like to get out and get involved. So, I mean, that's a great way to get your group together from your various corporation or your business. Get out there and represent pet lovers. All of y'all, I see all over Facebook with your pets everywhere. You know, just throw the pet in the sound suit and get to bay. Jingle all the way to bay. All right? I mean, it's a great opportunity for everybody who participates in, you know, in running. And especially in marathon running, and it's a great way to get in, like I say, into the season, run into the season. And of course, you know, you got some great little trinkets when you get out there and sign up, right?
Yeah, man. Once you sign up, you pay your $45, depending on any adults. The children is $35. We provide you with a Santa suit. We provide you with little trinkets. We got a nice swag bag, as always. And also, you know, Four Seasons, we are very community-minded, Naughty. What we're doing this time at this race is we're going to donate part proceeds of our funds to the Legacy Church Youth Development Program. That's the Legacy Church there out by the airport. They have a wonderful youth program going on. So we find that we thought it only fitting to donate part proceeds to help them to develop their program. Also, Naughty, we don't just want the regular persons to participate. So because we feel that, you know, children, this is a children and family-oriented event. So we've went ahead and we invited the children from a local home. I don't want to call the home's name, but we invited them. They acquiesced. They allowed us to come and pick up the children. We're going to pick up, I think it's about 35 of their children to partake in this event. They're going to come and we're going to allow them to participate. We're going to provide them with the Santa suits as well. We're going to shuttle them down in a bus and we're going to let them have a grand old time. This is, we feel that everybody should be able to partake in this, especially during the Christmas time. We've also had a Santa that's going to come and give these children some Christmas treats. So if you are hearing me now and you are willing to do a little sponsor or feel a little generous for the Christmas, get in contact with me to help us to promote, get these children out to pay for the bus and the gifts for them so that they can partake in this festive event as well.
All right, well, you can pass me down. You know me and the folks at Dunkin', we cool, right? You know, they're all right with me and I all right with them. So, you know, you say you got 30 kids? You bring it out? All right. Well, pencil me down for 4 dozen donuts so you could make sure Santa got them. So when they come out there, everybody get a donut or two. All right? We'll do enough to cover 2 donuts, all right? So if that's more than 4 dozen or 5 dozen, whatever we make happen. All right? You can tell them it's from Uncle Naughty. But I show up in the Grinch suit because, you know, Santa with a nickname like Naughty, Santa ain't done nothing for me, right? Santa ain't got nothing for me. But now, Easter, watch me go whole hog with you for Easter. Do a race for Easter. Me and the Easter Bunny tight. All right, Santa ain't sent me nothing since I was but 10, babe. Nah, Santa need to run the bait.
We need to get it. Okay, Naughty Man, we thank you. We thank Duncan, our sponsor, our title sponsor. We are so grateful for them. We have a lot of other sponsors as well that have contributed to help us to pull this event off. We have the Oak Tree is one of our sponsors as well. Island Cares, Radio House, the Bahamas Human Society, of course, and we are promoting they're going to be there with those persons that help to walk the dogs on Saturday. So come on down and register and be a part of this fun-filled, family-oriented, festive holiday event. Also, sponsoring us is HealthWise. We're going to also have blood pressure screening at our event in the Race Village, and also Quality Home Center. So, folks, you don't want to miss this event. This event is going to be the event of the year, climaxing the year with a fun-filled holiday festive event. We're also going to have the best decorated Santa suits. Those persons that register, we're going to provide you with a Santa suit. You can also tailor it to your liking. We will allow you to decorate it, but once it's a Santa suit, we want to sexify that Santa suit. We don't have a problem with that because we have an award for the person that has the best decorated Santa suit. So folks, register on fourseasonsracemanagement.com, December 16th, the holiday fun-filled event of the year. John Canoe Jingle to Bay 5K, sponsored by Duncan.
There you go, man. So you definitely got to coordinate, get yourself hooked up, and it's important that you to accessorize in those Santa suits. Don't let us see no boring Santa suits out there. You get coordinated, man. Trick them right out, man. You know, Santa need to upgrade in 2023 anyway. Santa been status quo for all these years. So we need to, upgrade Santa a little bit. So whatever you want to get creative with them Santa outfits, you definitely can. Now, I know we got our reps from Duncan coming in short order. We'll be talking with Aldira. Because we definitely want to hear from Duncan. But like I said, it is a great event. And for those of you who don't realize, this is a great way to, run into your season. If you practice every day, if you train every day, if you run every day, well, see what you're good for. Get out there, participate, enjoy, especially if you're a serious runner. If you're a part-time casual runner, get out there with your friends and run through it for a good cause. If you're part of corporate Bahamas or, your business, you want to get out there and do the right thing, or you got a social club, come on out and represent. And also, if you want, if you're any part of any youth organization as well, get those kids out there. Group rates is, let them know.
Okay, yeah, for those of you who are listening to me, we have special group rates. Corporate Bahamas, if you have your human resources manager, can get in contact with us at fourseasonsracemanagement.com. Just get your groups together. We'll be happy to offer you a special group rate. So come on down, folks. Tomorrow we're going to be here in person at Duncan on East Street. We're going to be doing in-person registration. And what we're going to do, the first two persons that come down tomorrow between the hours of 12 and 2 to register, we're going to give you two free registrations. So if you're listening to me now, you want to be registered for free at John Canoe Jingle Debate, sponsored by Duncan, come on down tomorrow at Duncan East Street. The first two persons to come to register, you get a free registration.
And, I know y'all always have it locked and loaded to me in the afternoons, but make sure to listen keenly next week, Monday through Friday, because I got some race registrations to give away, too, courtesy of Duncan. So we're getting you all hooked up, all right? So we're going to get to a quick break, all right? And on the flip side of the break, I'll get caught up with a few other things that we need to talk about. Obviously, there's a lot going on, a lot buzzing. And then we'll be back to wrap things up with Marcel and the good folks from Duncan, all right, getting you ready for the Jingle to Bay, the 5K, the Junkin' to Jingle to Bay. December 16th, all brought to you across by Duncan. All right? Everybody runs on Duncan, even the marathoners. All right? Let's get to the break, flip side of the break. We'll pick it back up. We're live, Duncan Donuts, East Street South.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Island Gibbs.
At Kalina, we want to be a part of your journey. Come, share your dreams and goals with us. Whether you're getting married, planning for that new home, switching careers, counting down to retirement, or simply wanting more confidence for life, we are here to listen. Let's plan for tomorrow today. No pressure, just a chat between friends. Visit Kalina.com and connect with an agent today. We are waiting to hear your story.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads. We are live, Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, Ghetto News?
I right here, and you bellow all that big time. I'm smoke chimney stack on your house, and I name yourself naughty. Son ain't gonna come down that.
No, sir. Me and Sonny ain't
that,
good, buddy. For years,
buddy. Kind of
me and the Easter Bunny tight, buddy. That's my boy.
Yeah. Me and him, too. I
Sonny don't chat for me.
I believe me and Easter Bunny tight, too, because I think I kept a 23 shirt. But anyway.
Anyway, that's a different story.
But listen, I'm
you and Bert Contreras should have been tight if that's the case.
Are you serious? Listen.
Sorry, that was too easy. I had my jokers out on.
I want to make it a statement on your station, naughty station, today, that I refuse, after 51 years of independent Bahamas, or whatever we call it, I refuse to talk politics in our 51st year. You know why? Because this year, everybody who talk in politics has proven to the world and myself that we are and can be written down as an insane people. So I refuse to talk politics from this point on. I refuse. Now, it is alleged that there is some activity going on. I need you to get in contact with your people in Abaco and find out if there's any degree of truth to the alleged activities going on over there. That's I don't really want to say what it is, but it sounds like some kind of little uprising. So get in contact with your people and find out.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
thank you for the heads up.
That's a GNN report. All right.
All right. Hey, now, GNN, quick question. Have they improved the situation with the dialysis? Because I have had some other friends who go through dialysis reach out to me, send me some pictures and whatnot, and tell me, like, the number system don't really matter there. You could get there at a certain time, but people get there after you'll be moved in front of you and so on and so forth. Are people getting service there, or is it still a problem? If we lost, GNN, call me back. Because I was meaning to ask you pertaining to that. All right, let's get to the other caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Naughty Sparky here.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Lady, I miss you for a day, but pearly on it, he says.
You're not thirsty as Pearly's day, man. Come on now.
Boy, Pearly could row, yeah?
That's you like row, boy. I like row, too.
At least you're as row. Them other people, they like talk by themselves, but they don't give people time to row and cool with them. They won't talk the whole show by themselves. They don't. They just tell people the number and tell them to call them, but they don't answer the phone. They just won't talk and big up themselves all day. You call in them and you try to discuss something with them. They so arrogant to me is they don't want dialogue with nobody because they know it all, especially them Freeport boys. They know everything but everything, and anytime you're ready to dialogue with them, They so quick to call you dumb and stupid and things. They better watch out. But anyway, you know, I was listening to something on the news today, and I hearing somebody in Florida making some mention, but people in the Bahamas thinking about sending missiles to Florida and how they'll match up the Bahamas.
Sparky, that's weeks old. That's DeSantis talking out the side of his neck, all right? Because he's too scared to rock the boat with the Cuban-American voters. Cuba got missiles from the Cold War laying around there. I don't know if they're waking or not. Worry about them. Talk smack about them.
Yeah,
and then he's so dumb. He's talking about if we Bahamians fired missiles at Fort Lauderdale. I was like, homeboy, too much shopping in Lauderdale. Now, you say Hialeah and Westland Mall, which you've been promising to fix for years. We might have taken that out. But not Fort Lauderdale. DeSantis don't know us.
But what are you
wearing elevated boots to try to look like Prince.
He ever been to the Bahamas on a fishing trip or Cabbage Beach or Atlantis or Bahamas? See how beautiful over here is?
He probably been several times.
But what I don't understand but that comment, what he make. The Bahamas, America is our big brother. We been going there before he come from Cuba.
Thank you.
Still Florida.
If he said he was going to throw conch shell and collect bottle at him, all right, that's a different story.
If it being a throw, what we need, then we recycle them to pull
that's
us out of collect me. With what? Oh, no, we need our collect our Guinness bottles over here. But what
yeah,
I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, and listen to this, Nani, America right now is building one of the biggest embassies in the Caribbean right in Shirley Street.
Correct.
The Chinese come here and build a little small an embassy the other day. America said, okay, y'all coming from China's advance, we can show you. They right next to us. Y'all coming way to the west to mess with the Bahamas and buy up the Bahamas. We could build the biggest embassy, and we could put it right downtown Bay Street. And that building bigger than government house, the prime minister's house, the central bank, and the House Assembly put together. Right on Shirley Street. You think the Bahamas stupid enough to try and mess with America? And that's
no, Sparky.
That's
your head. It's for the proof that politicians anywhere in the world will talk out of the side of their neck, say whatever they want just to make a statement.
And one thing before I go, one thing on the politics I'd like to mention. I wonder now, all that talk with politics on the way leading up to the election on Wednesday. We've been going talking politics every day, every night, leading up to the election. Now the election over. The people don't speak, they say, the voice of the people is the voice of God. Okay, they don't talk. The F&M get the butt kicked, left, right, and center. It's over. Now they still won't come. Then that still won't come and talk. But the reason they lose is because their people ain't come out to vote. Their people, when they lost the one with Minnis and Bread, they said the reason they lost them was because their people didn't come out to vote. Their people had the constitutional right to come out to vote all the every election.
Maybe that's their story, and they stick into it. You ever heard that? That's their story, they stick into it?
If their people decide that they don't come out to vote, not only that, let me ask them a question. How do they know that their people didn't come out to vote? Because some people might have decided that they were switching to the PNP from the last election before. They don't know if them people, you don't know if your people come out to vote or not until you see the count. If you win, you know your people came out to vote. Only the winner knows that his people vote. The winner, sorry, if I win,
Sparky, I got enough. Go enjoy your brown bottle. Enjoy the weekend. Go and sin no more. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty GNN. You see how insane we are? You see why I ain't talking no politics no more? We are insane. Now, what you were saying before I missed an hang up earlier?
Yeah, I was trying to catch you. I said I know that you deal with dialysis on a personal level.
Yeah,
I asked if it has improved any, because I've had some other people reach out to me, send me some photographs. Let me know that the situation might not be all what it needs to be down there. So I was trying to follow up from you, because I know you actually experience it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you how the it should go, rather than naming people like that. What should happen when a patient reaches there? There is a window that they go to, and they record their names in the order that they come. And as the nurses, the chairs become available, the nurses should look at the list and called the next person in line. Now, once in a while, because of shortages and stuff like that, it get one or two persons get overlooked. You understand? And then the problem with the patients are they're so afraid to speak out. They're very, very afraid. They ain't like me. So sometimes they get overlooked. You understand? But there gotcha. Is a list that the nurses, the staff should follow. You see?
All right, but keep me posted on that. If we got to clean that up down there, let's see how you got to clean up for everybody's sake who needs it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, man.
All right. I wish you all the best with that, man. Be safe, Gianna. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I'm not impressed. People are not voting. They don't care who runs the country. That's very sad. But when the government is not doing what they're supposed to, they're the same ones hollering about the government messing up. Interesting. Naughty, this car parked in a handicapped spot at AID this morning. All right, well, send me the info on the car. I appreciate the text, but send me the info. Text up. Let me break it down. And don't take me the wrong way when I say this, okay? But when I'm not on air at Guardian Radio, sometimes I may not catch the news. I have other things going on, okay? I have a convalescent 91-year-old father coming off a broken hip who's doing very well, but I got that on my hands. I got jokers on my hands. I got other things going on. And yesterday was Turkey Day. I had the case of the itis from the second plate of turkey, and I ended up doing four. So I was well comatose. I'm still dealing with the effects of that. Okay? In a good way. So no, if I didn't catch it, don't sue me. Don't crucify me. Don't hold it against me. Sometimes I have other ish to do. But oh, he repeated it. Wonderful. So he's doubling down on that statement. Now I guess I got to double down on DeSantis' Prince boots. Because Prince could pull them off. You see all the fine woman Prince pulled wearing them boots? You see? Okay. Let me lay that like that. All right. Let's check the phone lines again. We got any other calls? Because I do have to talk to my good friends from Duncan who are here. All right. Let's get to these two callers and then we'll chat with Duncan. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Nari. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Anton?
Everything cool, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Boy, look here. That was a salami down there in West Grenbaum and Bimini, eh?
Boy, look here. That was what I refer to in football as a monkey stomping. you remember Planet? You remember 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yes.
In the beginning? When the chimps found the bones and they beat everybody? Here. That's where that saying comes from.
Look here, Naughty.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm
still
right
got Anton?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, good.
I'm on remote, so just speak. I can hear you.
Yeah, thank you. Funny thing about it, right? You have these opposition persons talking about low voter turnout, right? But we had over 60% of the registered voters turn out to vote, right? And at the end of the day, let me ask you a question, Naughty, before I carry on. Who is the member of parliament for West Grenbaum and Bimini?
Mr. Kingsley Smith.
Oh, okay. So why are they talking nonsense when they failed? They were an epic failure. They were a dismal failure. They couldn't even get FNM supporters in staunch polling divisions of that constituency to support them or to even come out to bolster their numbers. What does that say to you about the belief and the confidence bestowed in the leader of the opposition, Naughty? If they lost polling divisions that were always recognized and always went with the FNM, when they lost the seat.
But Anton, let me put it to you like this. You have to look. Let's take that seat, right? If we're being fair. Which has been a long time PLP stronghold. Would you agree, yes or no?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's replace that with St. Anne's. You don't think the same thing would happen in a by-election there? If the shoe was on the other foot?
No, you're not. I don't think you're hearing me properly.
I'm hearing you.
What I said to you is...
I expected you to win that. That's usually your kings.
That's over like the last 15
being
years.
In Grahamstown.
No, Naughty. Let me make a point. Even over the last 50 years of the FNM and the PLP trading the seats, with the PLP predominantly winning the seat, most of
wasn't
those
there a statement sections, made by the PLP that they've had that seat for 36 years, more or less?
Let me just make this point, Naughty. Even with the trading of the seat over the last 50 years of politics in our country, the FNM always held on to the stronghold, staunch FNM polling division. However,
okay,
this was the first election in all of those decades where they actually lost. They actually lost those stronghold, staunch FNM polling divisions in that constituency. What does that tell you, Naughty? Real talk. You always talk about calling BS for BS. Let me hear you call BS on this one. What does that tell you, Naughty?
And what does that tell me? That obviously there was a severely low voter turnout. So obviously there's some sort of ripple effect. If people aren't feeling the political process in general, certain parts or components of our party.
Naughty, you're wrong. You're way off course. I hear you trying to...
How am I off course? Is that not what that had to happen?
No.
So what is it then, Antoine? You tell me. Since you're an expert today.
Naughty. Let me just reply to you, man. I can't compete with your voice because your mic is louder than mine. What I'm saying to you is I completely disagree with the perspective that you were standing on simply because at the end of the day, it had nothing to do with low voter turnout. It had to do with who voted for who. Those who turned out voted for the PLP. Those who turned out did not vote for the FNM. That's a reflection of a lack of confidence in the leadership of the FNM, my brother. A lack of confidence in the candidate that they put forward. They didn't just lose the election, you know, Naughty. They lost their staunch FNM supporters in that election. But you're not acknowledging that. You're not acknowledging the severity and the seriousness of losing your staunch FNM support. You know, all of the talk show hosts were all over the place talking about how the prime minister had to fly down there to work hard in order to double up the or redouble up the efforts to get PLP voters in staunch PLP polling divisions of that constituency to stay home. Well, the CM applies for the FNM, but they failed to do it.
Okay.
They failed to do it. No,
Antoine, listen. Mm. I when I have my wins, I have them. I take them. Enjoy your win. All right? But let me ask you this, though, since we're talking now. And now we have, you know, now you tell me again. Remind me, even though I know, who's the MP for Grand Bahama, West End, and Bimini?
Mr. Kingsley Smith, thank God.
All right. So, I got a list here. And you answer me honestly. In 2 years, you could think Mr. Smith going to deliver for West End and Bimini. With a son of the soil, who they love so much, like Mr. Obadiah Hercules Wilstrom, who your party, for lack of a better word, had on a pay no mind list, who wasn't checking for. All right? Now, I'm just asking you, since you're in the know and you're in the belly of the beast, all right, do you think Mr. Smith can deliver, or indirectly the PIP can deliver on the millions in home and roof repairs promised to Bimini, the new school, the new airport, the Defense Force based in West End, which I think is necessary. A new police station in West End.
Right.
New resort at Boodle Bay.
Right.
New dock in West End.
Right.
Fishing village in West End.
Right.
Affordable housing projects in West End.
Right.
Free Wi-Fi in the parks. You know that's garbage because none of them work in here. JJ can call in 10 seconds when he hear that. You know that.
Okay,
and number
now,
11, new roads
right,
in North Bimini and repairs to roads in South Bimini. I'm just asking.
You want me to answer your question, right?
I just was giving you the list.
No. You made several points in terms of questions. Now, can I answer them?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Naughty. I appreciate that. I appreciate you engaging me and not taking the scarecrow road of trying to hang up the call.
Because you are never scared, and especially of the PLP. You know that.
Now, look here. Look here, Naughty. Most of those things that you described are already worked in place with the Philip Brave Davis-led PLP government, my brother. Most of those things that you described or that you were asking about are already underway as it relates to budgetary arrangements in the last fiscal budget in Parliament. Most of those things were already announced. You have the Deputy Prime Minister, who's also responsible for aviation.
has already listed about between 15 to 22 airports that the PLP will be building within its term in office. Or
in 2 years.
Pardon me?
In 2.5-3 years.
Listen to me, Naughty. I'm telling you what the facts are now. You asked me a question. Now I'm telling you the facts. The former Minister of Immigration and Labor, the Honorable Keith Bell, he already announced that the PLP government will be expanding the reach of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force in order to better protect the border of our, the borders of our country. Okay? These aren't things that are being pulled out of the air, Naughty. The housing program is already well underway and is spreading throughout all of the family islands, Naughty. I could speak intimately with reference to the housing program. And so it is not a pie in the sky maneuver. The urban renewal work, the urban renewal work that you asked about relating to home repairs is already well underway. It's capitalized according to the budget, and Parliament has the authority to go back and seek further funding when necessary.
I got to ask a question, Antoine, because I don't want you to move beyond some of what you said, and I need to know this, very important. Mm. You said, and I quote, you can speak intimately on the Ministry of Housing, correct? Mm.
Yes.
So now when I call you for my advice on here, and I say, boy, I need some info on the Ministry of Housing, I expect to hear from you.
Naughty.
Because Dashron ain't cutting it in the chat groups.
Before you let me go, let me also say this, Naughty, which is the most important matter.
No, but I will make sure I could rely on calling on you for my insight moving forward at housing, correct?
Absolutely, Naughty. You could call on me and lay any question on me, and where I lack the knowledge, I will find the information out
for you,
okay?
Real quick, because we got another call, and I want to get to him before the break.
Yes, real quick, let me make this last point. The most important consideration of everything that you asked me about, that I'm able to speak to, and I started to speak to already, because these things are already underway, these things are already a part of the budget, and the cabinet and government of the Bahamas has the ability to go back and seek the additional funding where there's lacking. The most important thing of all of that is the Prime Minister, who's Minister of Finance, gave the backing to Kingsley. And so it's not about Kingsley having the ability. It's about Kingsley having the support of the head of this country who writes the check, who can make it happen on behalf of the Bahamian people. And that's what I support first and foremost, my brother.
All right. Have a good weekend, Anton. Listen, all my texts, I'll pick you all up right after the break. We got two more callers we'll deal with. We'll talk with our folks from Junkin' Who Jingle the Bay. All right. And Dunkin' Donuts making it happen for you. And yes, we will definitely pick up the conversation because I'm definitely interested in points right there. Yes, Texas, I got you. I know that's why they hot on the narrative today, but what did Uncle Naughty say long time ago? Long time, to the point where people like to get on me for it. But since I was the first one to put it out there, and I guess they don't like that I peeped their playbook. But yeah, according to this text right here, it's very funny. Naughty, Anton is trying to spin a narrative that FNMs don't want Pintard because the PLP would like to embolden Minister. Hey, a Minister-led FNM is a chalk victory for the PLP in 2026. Said that already. We'll pick all this up on the flip side of the break. Keep your texts coming. Keep your calls coming. Flip side of the news. We'll be right back at you. The Friday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
On Friday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads, we're live from Duncan. What's happening? What's happening? What's up, brother? What's up? You all right? We're live, Duncan, doing this East Street Sound. Of course, we got to talk with the folks from our Duncan who jingle 5K to B. All brought to you, of course, by Duncan. Talked to Marcel earlier, but we got an idea from Duncan here. And, you know, glad for Duncan to be a big part of this. And listen, you wasn't here, but we were the little kids when 4 to 6 dozen donuts raced. So when they go to Santa, Uncle Naughty promised. It was that, and I was going to show up in the Grinch outfit to give it to him, but Marcel said, I can't wear my Grinch costume.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to your Grinch outfit, Naughty. So don't fail us with that. Okay, so we're looking forward to that. And anything for the kids, of course. But we are very excited to sponsor the John Canoe Jingle to Bay 5K. And we're excited to be in partnership with Marcel Major on this event. We do invite our customers, our friends, our family to join us at this community event, all in aid of youth development. So it's very exciting to be a part of it. We do ask that persons who are interested, that they do reach out if you want to be a part of the Duncan team. We're very excited to have our customers to be a part of that. And you can also go to fourseasonsmanagement.com for further information. The event is on December 16th. So please, before that date, you do sign up and be a part of the event.
And sign up. You need to sign up. The corporate bombers are talking to you all. I know how you like to get together in your little groups and do your little socials and do your little events. And half of you all don't run for the year, but you all come running to Christmas. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? This is what you need to do. And get your Santa suit as well and accessorize it. I implore that you accessorize the Santa suit. You could win some prizes for the best Santa suit. All right? You don't want to see boring Santa. This is 2023. Hook it up. Step in, you know, to 2023. Accessorize it. Take it to the next level.
Yes, thank you, Naughty. I'd like to piggyback on that accessorizing the Santa suit. Once you register, you pay your $45 for the adults, $35 for the kids. We have a $55 payment for those that have a pet. We're also going to provide a pet antler for your wonderful pups. So, yeah, accessorize that Santa suit, and guess what? We're going to give you an award for the best Santa suit. We're going to allow the crowd out there to choose. It's going to be by crowd applause for the best Santa suit. So, folks, especially those in corporate Bahamas, as Naughty said, we're looking forward to you forming your groups. We have special group rates for all of you who want to be a part of this wonderful festive holiday event. John Canoe Jingle to Bay 5K, December 16th. Registration on fourseasonsracemanagement.com. Come on and register. And we're going to be out here at Duncan East Street tomorrow from 12 noon until 4. For those persons, the first two persons that come and said that they heard me on the radio, this would be tomorrow. So you would say you heard me on the radio yesterday. Then we're going to give you 2 free registrations. So come on down 12 to 4 at Duncan East Street. The first 2 persons get 2 free registration.
And don't forget, keep listening to me next week, Monday through Friday. I got registrations to give away, 2 free registrations to give away. I got your hookup as well. So for those of you who text me and ask me, Naughty, what happened trivia done for the rest of the year? No. I had to wait for all my sponsors to get all their prizes together. The stocking stuff is for Christmas. Y'all just relax. Y'all do like free things. That's your problem. But y'all, like I say, y'all is the biggest and best audience in all the world. So I put up with y'all. I understand where y'all coming from. And y'all love your Duncan. I understand it. I get it. So definitely, you know, register. Get registered and support it. December 16th, great way, like I say, to get into the holiday season. Most everybody from the 15th start winding down. It's be that slunk movement all through work right up till Christmas. Well, this year don't slunk into the Christmas. Run into the Christmas. All right? The Junkin' Who Jingle Debate, 5K. It's not that hard. It's not that much. It's not like a full marathon. So you can definitely enjoy yourself and have a lot of fun in the process. All right, once you register, $45 for adults, $35 for kids. And if you pay $55, you get your pet hookup too, and antlers included. Get out there and enjoy yourself. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season, and a lot of great groups are going to be involved. Really like what you're doing with the kids as well.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, we've invited the children from one of the children, the local children homes. They're going to be here participating in this event. So, folks, come on down. This is going to be a very exciting event. We have a wonderful, event planned for you. You don't want to miss this holiday event. Register on fourseasonsracemanagement.com. $45 for the adults, $35 for the children. We have special group rates. So groups, call us 804-8595 or visit our website, fourseasonsracemanagement.com, for more information.
All right, we appreciate y'all stopping by. I got to jump back in because the phone line is blowing up, tax line is blowing up. But we will have you guys again on one more time before the event because we got to chop it up, make sure everybody gets out there. And, you know, if there's any info ahead of time, get it to me, and I run my mouth and get it out there for you on air. Eldira, we got flit. Listen, the pumpkin is solid. Loving the pumpkin. And I can't lie to you. I was, like, over turkey yesterday, and there was one thing missing. And, you know, when I went to Jilka's, you know, I had to start the PI and get me a little pumpkin latte on the way in, and I was just right. Please leave the pumpkin as long as you can.
We will. And holidays, holiday flavors are coming very, very soon.
Holiday flavors too? The mint for the Christmas, the peppermint. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Good to see you all as always. Marcel, we'll talk again soon. You know I stay running on Duncan. You stay running on Duncan. Now let me go back and deal with these folks that want to talk politics. Y'all have a great weekend. All right, let's get to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. I know we got a ton of people on hold. Let's get to the phone lines. Give me 1 second, and we'll start that conversation, and we'll chop it up. Callers, I appreciate your patience. Texas, we'll be dealing with you all right now. So, all right, so how are we looking now? Let me deal with the text. Mr. Producer, we got the calls lined up. Let me know, please. While you do that, let me deal with some of these texts. All right. So, first and foremost, let me get to the text. All right. I know we got a caller on the line. We got right to that. Let me deal with these texts. Boy, look here. I mean, boy, you're blowing it up today. Okay, what is an update on the Betty Kenning pool? Nothing as of yet. Since the last time we talked, I will do some calls over the weekend. I'll be out at the complex on the weekend, so we'll see what's going on. Naughty, the spark mine is actually correct this time. DeSantis made the same comment again recently. This is the second time he's made these nasty remarks to us on his campaign trail. Okay, Naughty. The car that was parked in AID handicap parking was a government vehicle, GV0114. My God. Oh, man, what am I looking at? Y'all need to do better. Not the government plates, though. Naughty Anton ain't cool off from his PLP punch yet. Ask Anton how is Kingsley going to achieve $400 million in projects in 2.5 years. Let me hear this one. Naughty, didn't the PM promise that the pool would be ready for Carifta? Is he going to be able to fulfill that promise? Yes, Naughty, I agree with one of your earlier callers. We're a sucker for bad treatment. I rode through West End on Wednesday night. Some of those homes need so much repairs and so much work need to be done in the area, and those PLPs dancing and partying. Wow, that speaks volumes to me. Wow, you got to want more. Please ask Anton how a cabinet minister was unaware of the dire state of West End. Wasn't that the same ministry that he has intimate knowledge of? Anyway. Naughty, F&Ms didn't vote because we would not have made a difference. Okay, Naughty, ask Anton to provide the budget line so I can cross-reference then to the promises made, seeing that he's so intimately involved. Naughty, the PRP will love minutes coming back. 90% of the FNM won't vote, trust me. You can't understand they don't want nothing either. All they want is rum and partying, and a better way of life is hard for them to accept or expect. Wow. All right. Naughty, minutes need to stay home forever. Wow. Let's go to the phone lines. How y'all really feel, Texas? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is C. Allen Johnson.
Naughty, just C. Allen, the PLP whisperer. Oh my God.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Since you, you know, I rely on you and Anton to tell me what's going on in the PLP.
Okay, let me just, I'm going to tell you what's going on in reality, though. What happens in the PLP is something else. But let's go through, you know, they say the statistics, the damn statistics and lies, right? Let's use an example, right? The 400 people that was added to the registry, right? Now, here's the problem with that. You have to assume that some people also died since the 2021. So we could almost say maybe 500 people has been added to the registry. So if we take 250 away from each of the FNM, let's say half of them are FNM, half of them is PLP. So nobody knows, so you could always balance. You assume they went out and add themselves to the registry because those particular ones are intended to vote. So you can't use 250 for the FNM and 250 for the PLP in the as a reference point as comparative to last year. Right? You have to use the base point of 5,700 jump off, then minus even the people who died. So this is why you have to understand that statistics could be massaged for whatever purpose. That would mean if you were to take the 250 votes, that Kingsley Smith did not hit the benchmark that Obi did. And then you can come back and say, oh, say, guess what? Grant didn't either. So somehow the people who were actively involved in that community has dismissed both parties. Okay? Now, when you look at the resources and the promises made by the Progressive Liberal Party, you have to believe that they should have gotten more than and whatever if you start from deducting the 500 and the 100 or 200 people that may have died. So when you look at this in the purest sense, this makes no one can make an argument for or against depending on the statistics. With the only thing that could be argued is that we have an electorate that is disenfranchised with what they see in governance. Now, you would have to take into impact that COVID and all these other things impacted those individuals that come out in the middle of voting. So if you put in the COVID factor, then you'd have to say overall satisfaction with governance since 2021 has went down. That's just take it as I say to put it in analysis. Because even with the veracity of campaigning in West Grand Bahama, no one took interest. 500 people from the previous did not take interest in what's going on. That's a tremendous impact on what is going on. So something is wrong with what's going on. And so the swing that the PLP wants to say and this and that, but let's give it to the PLP that they won. Handsomely, they have all their talkative. Now you just won the grand prize. You begin to have conversation concerning the win and what you're going to do, considering the promises. We're going to come back to that. But immediately on day one, they went from being exploit in West Grand Bahama to exploit in FNism, FNM, and adamant supporters of the Mennonites. I mean, instantly, every single patro or supporter who advocate for the PLP is now screaming as an analysis, trying to break it down as to why Michael Pintar should leave. Not forget the fact that Brave Davis, in spite of maybe $500 million in promises and maybe 10, 20, 30 million on the ground, is now trying to deflect from what really happened there by the twisting of statistics. And so how all of a sudden the PLP, whose single ambition is to win 2026, is now going to want to dictate the narrative and join the Mennonites in saying how he and this one and that one should be deputy and this one should be chairman and everything. It seems like they're trying to orchestrate away from a beating that they may expect in 2026, knowing that the prime minister credibility will be eroded if he don't drop that $500 million in West Grand Bahama. The problem when you drop $500 million in West Grand Bahama, the key promise, the prime minister, if I don't keep all of these promises, not some, all of these promises, don't take my word on it next time. That means the other four constituencies in Grand Bahama who have just as much doubt, remember, those guys in West Grand Bahama have been suffering since 2004. The ones in East Grand Bahama and other areas in Freeport who got hit by Dorian, they're suffering just the same.
And so you can't come into West Grand Bahama and supposed to be rehabilitate West Grand Bahama, and Freeport is the heart. It's like saying, I'll do your nails in West Grand Bahama, your fingers and your nails, and ignore the heart of it, which the whole island is interconnected. And so here's the Prime Minister that has yet to come to Grand Bahama and have a conversation with Grand Bahama, its business people, the Port Authority, or any otherwise. So it's fool's gold. But let's talk about the two ministers. You have a minister, the Minister of Investments, and the Minister of Energy, who's in charge of housing, who have visited ghettos, who have visited shanty towns, goes into Weston and says, oh, my God, I've never seen such levels of decay and whatever else. Can you imagine that? That they didn't see this in the shanty towns that they're tearing down. They didn't see this in the inner cities and other places they went. But they were shocked that even on stage in the public, the thing, they said, oh, my God, did Obi tell them about this? Or they just lying on Obi? Or did Obi lie about being an advocate for the people in West Grand Bahama? They need to decide. But let's go to what Anton said about the promises. I put to you that Anton can send to you or to me to private WhatsApp none of the statements he made concerning what was allocated before. There is no $400 million for these things in the budget for the entire Bahamas, not less for West End exclusively. It's not. And so the one thing the government has to do then is to go run now and find PPP and put a national debt on the back of all behemoths while ignoring them, their needs and their individual constituencies, trying to fulfill a promise made in an act of desperation in West Grand Bahama. So this whole concept that they have about urban renewal repairs, well, in 2 years, they've done maybe, what, 10%, maybe 20% at most, of the repairs in a non-COVID environment that the S&M did from Dorian in a COVID environment. Why? Because of money. They said it. They've said that money's going to be allocated now for almost a year and a half. Okay? So the police station, no one even knew about it. Okay? We know personally, privately, that OB said that things are needed. No one said it publicly because they did not want to say it because they knew the resources wasn't there to do it. You don't blow your own thing to say, nah, you have to do it. And so what happens is because of this campaign showing the defects in this particular community, the government then ran to reassure people, we will pave your roads. The roads was patched because of Obadiah Wilscombe funeral. But those roads haven't been paved in decades. Oh, the new school? The Prime Minister wasn't talking about the school that's already there. They said that's just built. No, he's talking about the new school, you know, the one that replaced the high school that's already there. So he wasn't talking about finishing the school. He said a new school, which we assume in West Grand Bahama, he's talking about the one there. But let's go even further. You had a guy say, wait, there's more. He pledged to make West End Airport, I think, a private airport, an international hub or directive, but they haven't fixed or sold the primary airport in Freeport yet, which is necessary for the whole economy development. He said there's going to be bed and breakfast and all these other different things, but we got a 1,271-room hotel we can't offload for free. Not less, we don't have a tourism ecosystem to support even building new bed and breakfast because they are cannibalizing each other because the volume capacity of visitors to the island has not jumped to accommodate those people who houses are now empty because people cannot pay rent. And they're saying, maybe if I put it on bed and breakfast, I could get 5 days, which would be the same of rent. They're just looking to get 5 days or an entire month rather than one person staying in it, which exasperates the housing problem in Grand Bahama. What we have is an island in crisis, a government in crisis that exasperated it with the promises made. They say a promise is a comfort to a fool when the person making the promise does not have the ability or the intent. That promise was not made by Kingsley Smith, and Kingsley Smith is not responsible for it because Kingsley Smith did not have the authority of government, or the man who made the promises had the instrument, not a prime minister, also a prime minister, but also the minister of finance. Anybody else would have to get permission. This is the minister of finance making a statement. This is the prime minister making a statement who made the commitment and says, take me at my word. or ignore me in 2026. So it becomes incumbent upon when they go, wait a minute, guys, you hear what the Prime Minister say? We have to make sure that no one is in charge of the FNM who has the ability to articulate our misstatements in 2026. The PLP has exasperated their crisis. And so, but the problem we have in the country is a lack of leadership, which is crying for people like Michael Pintat. The government is a running away from the very promises. If you look from the wider Bahamas, the one thing Philip Brave Davis ran on was the need for transparency that he said he didn't get from Minnis, accountability that he said he didn't get from Minnis, integrity that he said he didn't get from Minnis, anti-corruption that he didn't get from Minnis, and freedom of information that he didn't get from Minnis. It seems to me he wants to have a rematch, to have an argument about who is the least competent, who is the least corrupt, who is the least whatever. So you're getting a leader that has to be able to have this argument. It scares the daylights out of them. And so the PLP knows that they may have to do, just like we said for Minnis, they may have to go to an early election. So as soon as possible, they could get a weak leader in place. They could call a snap or early election to deal with the crisis of governance within their administration. I'm saying to the Bahamian people, unless we now begin to demand for transparency, accountability, integrity, anti-corruption, freedom of information that was promised to us, unless we begin to demand for the digital economy, the blue economy, orange economy, data economy, platform economy, the crypto economy they talk about, the silver economy, the aquamarine economy that they promise us, the orange economy that they promise us, and have yet in 2 years to lay out the infrastructural involvement for Bahamians to be part of an inclusive community, we are going to find ourselves further than the rabbit hole of economic crisis. And I say to you, this is the time, whether you support the FNM or not, they are government in waiting. They have the power in parliament to hold this government accountable. And even as PLP, COI, and everything else, we must align behind the leader of opposition to get answers and a clearer picture as to where this economy is, to bring about this accountability, to end the corruption, to bring about freedom of information. And then when we get these things, let's fight about who is best to carry us forward from that particular point, having been informed of exactly where we are, so we can plot a path as way to go. And I invite Anton and anyone in the PLP or anyone independently otherwise, even the Mennonites who want to bring back a man that failed West End to the point that that the FNM lost the seat. Now, remember, Michael Pintat, I hear him argue, lost a seat. Minnis lost the government. Minnis lost dozens of seats comfortably, that the PLP for 18 months bragged that they almost had to do nothing because there was an automatic recovery of the economy. Nothing Minnis do, an automatic recovery of the economy. So how do you talk about one person who went in and caused the PLP to fumble the ball, and now the ball is in play? They don't have it. It's in play. And they're simply saying, no, no, take those players off the field. Bring us your weakest team, and then we'll finish the game. That's not how the game is played. You put your best in the field. You put your best to play. You don't let the opposition, the team who is trying to play against you, dictate who you put on the field. You're the sportsman, you know. You never let them call your game. And I say to the Bahamians, now is the time to support the government in waiting and the opposition for accountability, transparency, anti-corruption, freedom of information. Oh, and for you coalition people, you can get your sovereign wealth fund done properly. Not what Lincoln says, we're done properly today, right now, by actually supporting and being let it known. Thank you so much. And I challenge anyone to please don't talk behind my back. Come in the public, meet me in the public square, and let's debate this, especially you PLPs. Thank you so much.
All right, Seattle, thanks for your contributions. Always good to hear from you, man. We're going to get to a break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into sports. We'll recap the games yesterday. We'll highlight the Dolphin game that's going on now in the fourth quarter. Pearly is actually at that game and enjoying himself. So trying to get a contact with him. Got a couple of texts, but I don't know if he's going to Zoom. But his Dolphins are up 27-6 over the Jets right now. So I know he's loving himself. Now, we'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. Like I said, we'll go over yesterday's games, the Dolphin game today. I give you my picks for tonight, and we'll get you ready for the final 15. And today, got an interesting take home today. Good conversation. Are the 49ers, after last night's performance, the best team in football? Skip Bayless and Michael Irvin. I'll be cutting it up, chopping it up on that. All on the flip side of the break. All right, keep it right where you got it as the Friday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're talking sports now. So let's have a look. Let's have a glance back at yesterday. Had some big games yesterday. And surprisingly, the Green Bay Packers are now back in the playoff conversation. They're on the bubble in the NFC. Okay? With a 5-6 record. They took care of the Detroit Lions yesterday. And now, I will say, don't have the Lions ahead of my Cowboys in any conversation in the NFC. Not going to happen. No. Mm-mm. I think they proved that they're that number four team in the NFC. They got the issues. They got the problems. But we look back at the scores yesterday in the early games. You had the Packers take care of the Lions 29-22. And you look over there at Green Bay. Jordan Love, 22-32, 268 yards, 3 touchdowns. Watson, big-time game, 5 receptions, 94 yards and a touchdown. Running game still struggling for Green Bay, but the defense played well. And had a bunch of sacks. Got pressure on the quarterback, and that's how you win games. So look for Green Bay to try and make some noise going the rest of the way. I don't think they're completely dead yet. Then you saw my Cowboys handle the Washington Commanders. And I don't need to hear too much talk about Dak Prescott, folks. 22 of 32, 331 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tony Pollard, 79 yards on the ground with a touchdown. Had another 24 through the air. So he went over 100, you know, for the day. CeeDee Lamb with another touchdown. Brandon Cooks with a touchdown. All right, so the offense was fine. They ran the ball. They threw the ball. The defense played well. And Deron Bland. Let's remember Deron Bland. When Trayvon Diggs went down a couple of weeks ago, I told Pearlie on the show, relax. Next man up, Deron Bland. Would I love to have Trayvon Diggs there? Yes. But Deron Bland will do well. Well, he leads the NFL in interceptions with 7 and set a record yesterday, an NFL record that I don't think will be broken for a long time. He had his 5th pick 6 interception yesterday. So not only is Deron Bland doing well, like I said, and I said he was going to be a Pro Bowler, I think he's going to be an All-Pro now. He's now in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. Has to be in that conversation. And as far as my Cowboys go, leave us right where you are. Keep overlooking us. Focus on the Eagles. Focus on the 49ers. We're just going to keep beating everybody who's in front of us. And come the end of the season, we'll have a different conversation when I revisit this. Because trust me, the Cowboys coming. They ain't going. Trust me when I tell you. And you look at the other game from last night. San Francisco 49ers took care of the Seahawks. 31-13. Brock Purdy in that game. 21-30, 209 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Christian McCaffrey, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Debo Samuel, 79 through the air. Brandon Ayuk with a touchdown. I think the 49ers are back. They're healthy now. Big thing is they got Trent Williams back on the line. In addition to that, they're moving the ball. They're doing what they have to do. They got Debo Samuel back, so the offense seems to be intact. The defense is healthy, so they should make a run. But it'll be interesting to hear what Skip Bayless has to say on the final 15 today. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins, they're in the midst of laying the smackdown on the New York Jets right now. They're up 27-6 with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And we got Tua, 21-30. 243 yards, 1 TD, 2 interceptions. Raheem Mostert with 48 yards rushing and a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 9 receptions for 102 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Waddle, 8 receptions, 114 yards. So the Dolphins' offense is putting up, and the defense is doing what it's supposed to do. Now, obviously, weaker opponent, in all fairness. But they're doing what they're supposed to do. You got to beat those kind of teams when they're in front of you. That's what good teams do. So, let's have a look. Got some NBA action right now. And here are my picks, my pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Once I get the picks in, we'll take the break, flip side of the break. Skip Bayless and Michael Irvin will take you home. Good conversation about the 49ers as well. So here's who I like tonight. We'll go NBA. Lots to choose from. A lot of games in the NBA tonight. They took Thanksgiving off. We got a bunch of college football games playing today, too. But I steer clear of college football the day after Thanksgiving. Anything could go wrong. lot of upsets could happen. But you still got, and you got a lot of college basketball as well tonight. But some interesting college games coming up later on. Very interesting. But as far as the NBA goes tonight, you got the Raptors and the Bulls. I like the Raptors at home over the Bulls. They always play well in Toronto. Miami Heat on the road against the New York Knicks. New York Knicks favored by 5.5. Boy, I might try to take... I might do the Knicks in the money line on that one and look to see why the Heat are a five-point underdog. Somebody may be injured, not be in the lineup. I like the Denver Nuggets by 3 over the Houston Rockets. I like the Indiana Pacers over the Detroit Pistons. Take them on the money line. Minnesota Timberwolves. I like them at home over the Kansas City, over the Sacramento Kings. I like the Bucks over the Wizards. I like the Warriors over the Spurs. And the Clippers and the Pelicans is a good game. I'll take the Pelicans in that with the points, though. I don't see them being an underdog to the Clippers by that much. And remember, you can always bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. Check out the ways to play. Check out the ways to win. All right? And always play responsibly. And don't forget the 12 Days of Cashmas is going on over there at the Island Game as well. Fabulous prizes up for grabs. $50,000 in cash up for grabs. Log on to theislandgame.com for more information. All right. You all have a great Friday. Enjoy your weekend. For Pearly and everybody who contributed, man, we appreciate you. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you Monday right here for Talking Heads. Quick break, flip side of the break. We got Skip Bayless and Michael Irvin taking us home.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now inviting passengers on board for the new JetBlue CIBC First Caribbean credit card. Earn up to 30,000 bonus TrueBlue points with your first transaction and earn on everyday purchases. Plus, get up to 10,000 anniversary bonus points every year after. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/JetBlue for more information on where Blue can take you.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here's to you.
you prove last night they are clearly the NFC's, if not the NFL's, best team?
They proved to me, certainly, that they have an ability to be that, like they've shown us all year. But I'm going to tell you what I believe really takes them over the top when I'm really worried about them. And they started getting back to it. The last three games Deebo Samuel has, 17 targets. 14. When you work your offense through Christian McCaffrey, you work your offense through Brandon Ayuk, I'm like, well, that's a great offense. When you work it through Deebo Samuel, I get more afraid of you. Let me tell you why. Because each play pumps up the whole team because he's the blood, heart, and soul of that team. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it becomes a different thing. I think they're a great team. They're starting to get to there. When this thing goes through Deebo, then I worry because it's back to being that physical force that brought us problems. Remember last year, Deebo was saying, Coach, give me the ball. When he was running back, he just becomes such a force. And every time he runs so hard, he gets everybody else hyped. When they find that form, all the way back in that form, and they started working towards it yesterday, he had the most targets yesterday, they understand what I'm talking about. That's when they become unstoppable. Brandon Ayuk, and he's been playing well. They had 50 yards yesterday, a big play, 28 yards up the field, and all that's great. But it reminds me a lot of me. I see other guys making plays, and everybody, you tap them on the butt, that's a great play. But I want to bring up the whole team with everything you do, every play you make. I used to always get upset when people say, man, why don't you just score a touchdown and hand it to the ref like Barry Sanders? I love Barry Sanders. We all love Barry Sanders. Mm. But I like scoring a touchdown and being hype and making sure my defense come out here hype so they can stop somebody so I can score another touchdown. And we live in Hypeville. And that's what Deebo Samuel brings this San Francisco team. Those three games, those three losing streak that they had, it was because he was over there on the sideline. Now he's back, and they're on a three-game win streak. So, yeah, they're a dangerous team. But not even as dangerous as they can be. And I shouldn't have even said all of that on TV. I should have made them figure that out by themselves.
Yeah, okay. Go, Greg.
For me, they are. They really are. Just, you know, I go back to my time playing, and this team just was always a nemesis for us in the thorn in our flesh. Just because if things aren't going well for them, they can play a physical brand of football that typically seems to be unmatched by a lot of teams in this league.
Right.
And if Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan are starting the game off, you talk about Deebo Samuel. For me, it's Christian McCaffrey and Deebo. Because when you start the game off with these first 15 plays, everybody goes through these first 15 plays all week long. And so you're excited about the play number that is yours. Well, the way that they start games off the last few games is by getting the ball in the hands of McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. Jacksonville, it was the first two plays to McCaffrey. Against the Buccaneers, it was McCaffrey, then Kittle. And then yesterday, it started off with McCaffrey. If you can start Brock Purdy with something simple, an easy completion, a handoff to jumpstart this offense. They typically get it going. They're a fast starting team as well. And then it goes to their defensive side of the ball. When they get pressure on the quarterback, it just simplifies everything for them defensively. Like adding Chase Young into the mix, we all know what he can do as far as rushing the passer, but we've seen Nick Bosa come alive now. And the physical brand of football that the 49ers are accustomed to putting on display is starting to show its head. And at this point in the season, that is what teams don't want to see. You don't want to see a 49ers team start to rekindle what you know allows them to become so successful. Your point of getting Deebo the ball, I think with the interchangeability of he and Christian McCaffrey, the more you can create formation variation and provide stress on defenses with those two individuals, the better off you are. And you have a young quarterback who continues to have to prove himself each week. You got to find out ways and create ways to get the ball in their hands quick and allow them then to be as special players that they are after they get the ball in their hands.
Before you go, Skip, let me say, now what I think, when I see this, I say to myself, okay, that's the same offense Miami puts up. And you said they're physical. The system is not physical. Debo is, because it's more of let's catch these blocks on the right angle. Yeah, that's why Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan are so great. They're designing angles on the block.
Yeah.
Now you put that force behind someone to design angles on a block, and he's running right into you. That's what I'm talking about. That makes you say, oh, this is going to be a long day.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, I cannot tell a lie. The 49ers just knocked me out of my chair last night. They were a tour de force on both sides of the ball, and I just sat back in awe of it. But as I always say, I disqualify myself because I see the world through metallic blue-colored glasses, as in cowboy-colored glasses. And I'm still clinging to this notion, crazy competitive that I am, I'm clinging to the notion that I do want Dallas to see San Francisco again this postseason. The truth is, my quarterback, our quarterback, Michael, number four, he has stunk against the 49ers in three straight games, right. Two of them playoff games, and one of them this year's regular season game at San Francisco on a Sunday night, 42-10. We actually played a very good game last year at San Francisco in the playoffs, and Dak threw them two first-half interceptions and missed four or five throws in the second half. You just can't miss in what was still a close game. So I still cling to the notion that the team I saw in Dallas yesterday is capable, has the nuclear capability of beating this San Francisco team there or at Jerry World, wherever it is, maybe there. The way it's going right now in the postseason, if it comes to that. And the only X factor I can give you is that young quarterback for San Francisco. And Greg, you mentioned Brock Purdy, always under fire. Is he or isn't he? He was Mr. Irrelevant, then he's very relevant, and then he's leading the league in QBR, and he's in the MVP discussion. For a while, he was the MVP. Then they lost three in a row because he lost his way a little bit as a second-year player. And there's some Favre going on in this kid, and he played this way. I watched him a lot at Iowa State. He will try some things that you just shouldn't try. And the only hope I see is that he doesn't pull them off, because routinely he pulls it off. And you sit back and say, my God, how did he do that? And he's more athletic by the game than I think. Last night he can move, right. Man. He can move and he can run.
Then he looks.
Yeah.
Right. More athletic than he looks, and he can move around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got that Tony Romo stuff on him.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know he can get away from you. How did he get away from me? Yeah, it's interesting to watch.
Okay. So the point is, are they loaded? Yeah, they are. I thought maybe they'd miss Ufanga last night because they've lost him for the year at safety, but man, they put the clamps on DK Metcalf last night. It looked like they were in his head. Ward was in his head, whoever was covering him. I mean, he had nine targets last night and caught three for 32 and just seemed out of it all night. But remember, look, I respect what Geno has done for himself, leaving New York and sort of recreating himself. And as he said, they wrote me off and I didn't write back. And I love that line. And I love his sort of second act of his career in Seattle. But he played last night with a banged up triceps, a deeply bruised triceps on his throwing arm. I don't love him. I'm not sure he is the ultimate answer to replace Russell Wilson in Seattle. And last night he had a QBR of 15 on a scale of 0 to 100. He did not play well. They didn't play well. And if you let San Francisco front run and just take the ball on its first possession and just run it right down your throat, you're probably going to lose. They will front run over you. So, again, was I shocked by what happened last night? I wasn't shocked, but I still cling to that notion that Dallas is still capable of beating this team.
And this is going to be an interesting game coming up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah.
So I get it. I understand that Dallas, they have the potential to beat this team. But I go back to my time playing, and I don't do this often. But when we played the San Francisco 49ers, I don't know what it was, but it was like that was a game and a team that Aaron, specifically our quarterback, struggled against.
He never has played well against.
And it just trickled down throughout the entire team. And when I watch Dak Prescott against that team, I scratch my head and I'm like, man, this team is one of those teams that he struggles with.
Yeah, they got his number.
If you can avoid this team at all costs, avoid them. I don't see how you, as a Dallas fan, if you're a Cowboys fan, how you would embrace, you know what? Let's run down that alley against that team that beats and bruises us up every time we run into them. No, you don't want that. For me, when I look at the 49ers, they understand, and I spoke about this with the Dallas Cowboys, them dictating the terms of which you play the game. That is who the 49ers try to be. And more often than not, against the Cowboys, they dictate those terms because they are the team that you look at and you say, you know what? We got to out-physical them. Well, no, you really don't. You just have to play your brand of football and allow them to try to then, because you said it, Skip, they're a front-running team. If you get out in front of them, if you cause them to play on your terms, they're a completely different team. But what tends to happen is they dictate the terms of which they like to play because they'll take the ball, they'll put it in the end zone, and now you understand they have a pass rush that thrives off getting after the quarterback. Their secondary is not great. But because of their pass rush and the effectiveness that they put and the pressure that they put on opposing quarterbacks, you don't have to be great because you don't have to cover that long. And that's what this team kind of hangs their hat on. And so when I look at the way that they play and the way that they try to play every single week, week in and week out in the National Football League, specifically the NFC, this is the team that plays most consistently their style of football every single week. Yeah. That's why I say that they're the best team. I'm not saying in all of football, but definitely in the NFC. Yeah.
So, Michael, quick question to you. Your last time that you guys won the Super Bowl coming off the 95 season, you did not have to face San Francisco in that postseason. Was that a big advantage?
Well, we had the upper hand at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we had been dominating San Francisco, so we felt pretty good. It wasn't us needing to get over the hump. It was Steve Young needing to get over our hump. Like, now is Dak Prescott's time to get over that hump.
Exactly.
These things have always, it's gone that way. You know what I mean? You got Roger Staubach was running this thing until they got Joe Montana. Then Joe said, wait a minute. Let me put you down.
He
took that thing until we got Troy Aikman. And Troy said, wait, we taking it back. And then Steve Young got it in his Dak's turn. Mm. I understand what you're saying, Greg. If you can get there by going, skip the lure right on around it, do it. But I wouldn't mind if you exercise this demon and get it out of here. Let me see that Steve Young get this monkey off my back scene for Dak Prescott. See, somebody literally get this, no, not that monkey, that 300 million ton gorilla and throw it off his back so we can start moving forward. I want to exercise that demon.
Okay, but Michael, when Steve Young finally broke through against your Dallas Cowboys, he had Deion on his side, right? Didn't that matter? Didn't that sort of tilt the playing field in his favor?
It certainly helped tilt the playing field in their favor. Of course, those three turnovers and 21 points we gave him early on really helped also. Then we had to play from behind. Yeah. You know, of course, you know, Deion's, you know how Deion is. He's a phenomenal guy. That's when I called Deion and said, even though I had 12 catches, almost 200 yards and three touchdowns, which were records at the time.
Yeah.
After that game, I called and said, hey, aren't we like best friends? Why are we fighting each other on the field? We should be playing together. He said, yeah, I'm going to come on to Dallas. That's how I got him to Dallas. I said, let's stop this madness.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because there's no need of us fighting. So, yeah, it did go down that way. But it's Dak's turn now, Skip.
Okay.
It's Dak's turn to take it back. And I understand, Greg, what he's saying. We'll get there if you can get there. You want to avoid it, but I want you to exercise this demon so it can't just be a one-time affair.